107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's anniversary celebrations. We've got Will Kramer here with First St. John's Seabox Hill and Wartburg as well. And of course, he's also known as Will on the Hill. Will, it's good to see you.
It's nice to see you, Jamie.
Which is a nice segue into our anniversary celebrations for Seabox Hill for First St. John's.
First St. John's was established back in 1835. So we are celebrating all year long our 190th anniversary.
It seems like just yesterday was 180.
Well, but we had the pandemic in there and we couldn't really celebrate,
right,
and we didn't really do anything. And this year we thought, ooh, maybe we should try something.
Yeah.
Just about every month there's a different activity.
And you're the pastor there at both First St. John and Second St. John's. So you had a very special service, a very special get-together.
The end of July was our anniversary service. So we invited former ministers, ministers that had helped us out during vacancy or when I'm going on holidays. And some of them came back. So it was a hot, hot Sunday.
But, sure.
We had a catered lunch. Folks came out, folks I hadn't seen, folks that had been members and had moved away. It was a really great, great morning.
Oh, wonderful. And I can imagine that, you know, the discussions afterwards, you know, with the lunch and whatnot, were there some memories that were shared that maybe you weren't aware of or some thoughts looking back?
Years and years ago, back in the 50s, I received a packet from a lady from the States in Pennsylvania. She was a little girl. Her father, Reverend Lottis, was the minister here years and years ago. And I received these pictures. She said, for your anniversary, you know, use these pictures. So it had her and her sister on the front yard of the parsonage where it is now, where I live, and there were no trees. And I thought, wow, things that are old are new again, because this past spring we had some water damage. All the trees, the roots came into the tiles and all the trees had to be removed.
Wow.
So back in the, I think it was 1953.
Yeah, you don't think of the landscape changing, but
no,
it does.
Yeah.
Like,
so
it really does.
That was a picture of her and her sister on the front yard. No trees.
Wow.
No trees. And I thought, same thing again.
There you go. Time passes.
Yep.
And again, it's anniversary celebrations for Seabox Hill for First St. John's. And there's been renovations happening at the church, certainly over the past several years. Is that right?
We've tried to keep up. We've got a great group of families that want to keep that presence going. 12 families back 190 years ago said, you know, maybe we should have a church here on this corner. And we are now in the fourth church building on that site.
Okay.
And that church will turn 100 in 2027.
Okay.
It was built in 1927.
Oh my gosh.
So they've done wonderfully to keep it up. Renovations, painting. During the pandemic, we put an elevator in, and it's been wonderful to be a part of that group.
Okay.
And, wonderful families came and supported, not just on the anniversary weekend, but all throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
We've got our talent show coming up in September on the last Sunday of the month. So that is September the 28th, I believe.
Okay, fantastic.
And a little talent show. We've got a lot of talented folks. So we're looking for different acts and things. So we'll have to see what we can come up with.
That's wonderful. And again, you know, we talk about how churches are struggling, and you're the pastor for a dual parish, but there, you know, that continues to be such a big part of our community, our rural community, that in terms of First St. John's, Second St. John's, obviously going through changes and whatnot, or navigating our way through this, especially a post-pandemic. But having said that, such a big part of so many families in our area.
I think the families have learned at both churches, Wartburg and Seabox Hill, that we need to work together. We need to do our ministry together, our outreach together. We're better together. And in this day and age, it's getting more and more challenging. But the opportunities are out there, and you just have to look for different ways of getting the message out and welcoming folks. So we just had our Vacation Bible School week at Seabox Hill. So, you know, one of the ladies said, isn't it nice that your doors are wide open? And maybe because it was so hot, too. But that was, yeah, the doors on the church are wide open, and we just got to let folks know that we're still there.
Yeah, and your kids have grown up with these churches. Like
yeah,
your kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
In terms of family.
There's lots of families whose kids have grown up out at those rural churches who, you know, have moved into the city, have gone to school, moved, you know, got jobs away from where they grew up. But they still have a heart and a spot back at Seabox Hill or at Wartburg as being their home church. And for now,
yeah.
We're still open for keep those church doors open, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. And we should mention we're having this discussion. We've been talking about the heat of summer, but you're still thinking ahead about the ice rink that you usually set up.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. On these warm days, I think of me standing out in the middle of January, and my toes are cold, and my hands are wet and freezing, and I'm thinking, oh, why am I doing this? But folks come and they skate
and you set up an ice rink.
The ice rink is in the buggy barn at Seabox Hill. So they've given me the last 50 feet, around 50 feet of that shed. And put the ice in. If you build it, they will come. They come and skate. And it's really quite remarkable, the numbers that do come. And on these hot days, I think of those cold nights and think, they will come again. This heat will not last forever. And I haven't started thinking about the rink, but it'll come.
Yeah.
When the weather turns and our focus changes to something different, then the ice rink will reappear.
Well, they came together for the anniversary celebration. Wonderful for First St. John's, Seabox Hill. And a shout out for your other church, Wartburg, Second St. John's. There's a decoration service that's coming up Sunday,
yes,
I believe.
In August, we have our cemetery decoration services this coming Sunday. That will be August the 17th, I believe. And at 2 p.m. out in our cemetery, bring a lawn chair, weather permitting. If it's not too hot, we'll be outside. And we welcome the folks who have lost their loved ones and celebrate the hope that we have and welcome folks into our cemetery for a service. And then at Seabox Hill the next week, August the 24th, it runs at 2 o'clock as well.
Okay, so decoration service at both those churches are coming up for August. And before we let you go, Will, the devotion line, because when we've chatted before, we've talked about the devotion line. How are we doing? That's still running.
It's still running. It's still going, and we're now in excess of 1,630 devotion messages. I have missed a couple of days, so
I have
to be honest.
You're allowed. It's summertime, too.
It's not consecutive.
Come on.
Some of the regular listeners will know that I always skip
another. I'm sure you're reminded.
Yeah. So it still goes. I put one on for today, and it runs at the church line 519-393-6431. I think I have that number ingrained in my brain.
Yeah, and it's as it sounds. It's a devotion line. It's just, you know, you call up, there's a little sort of, meditation or a thought of the day or a discussion.
Just little quotes.
Quick,
people
and
have
fairly
sent
quick.
Me things, even before the pandemic time, because I started it on March the 20th, 2020.
Oh, gosh.
And so we've been going, and folks would send me in little things, and I had kept a file thinking, you know, these are too good to throw away. Put them in a file. I may use it. I just called it Gems.
Wonderful.
And opened that up, and I've been adding to it. I added to it again. Folks, while I was away on holidays, had sent me things in the mail, and I've added to my file, and I'll get to those, folks. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll get to them, and keep adding. And it's really quite remarkable. Different days of the week, get different amounts of people calling in.
Sure.
And we average, I think the most we ever had was 22.
Oh, so, there you go. And still going strong.
Still going strong.
Again, anniversary celebrations with First St. John's at Seabox Hill and, of course, the sister parish or the duo parish in Wartburg. Any other thoughts about the anniversary celebrations or anything we didn't cover or a real did-you-know kind of thing or just...
Well, I think I'm just so fortunate and glad that folks still take an interest in their church out there in rural Perth County, and they come and support and encourage encourage me and the activities that are happening there. So a shout out to those families that began and those families that still support.
There you go. It's Will on the Hill, Pastor Will Kramer. Will, again, congratulations on these anniversary celebrations and many more to come.
Well, thank you, Jamie, for having me in, and thanks a lot.